Hey guys, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Road Connections with your host, Nicole Jasper. I hope you guys are doing well despite the pandemic and everything. Looking to get our new president tomorrow, and hopefully everything works well. And I thought I'd talk about a little bit more about angels, specifically heavenly angels, that there are many different types of angels. There's the bad ones. But tonight, I'm going to look into more of the heavenly angels and what I've seen in various. And day two. So, yep, I'm back in my room. Hopefully, we're able to get any more distractions. If I do, I'll just cut in and out. So, what do angels really look like? And I believe if you possess some psychic abilities, mediumship abilities, it depends on particular gifts. Like, say if you have clear audience, that the ability to hear spirit world, and especially if you have clairvoyance, that's the ability to see the spirit world. I believe you have a little bit of both, right? We can have more than but yeah, those are my strongest psychic abilities as a medium. So, you'll see why. And today, I think I'll start off with the strangest vivid dream or nightmare, whatever you want to call it. It's so vivid. I kind of remember it in the back of my head, but luckily, I wrote it down in my notes here. It's good to write down your dreams. If you don't have a journal to buy, it's always also good to simply record your dreams. You never know if it's a message. You might get another message in your recording for EVPs, right? With EVPs is electronic voice phenomena. Woohoo! I found the break. That's where we're able to capture spirit voices on recording devices. We can use our phone nowadays, whatever tape player, you know, whatever works. I still have those old-fashioned tape players that I used to use back in the day when my college or that person. Who knows how many EVPs I would have hopped back to. Oh, I should have run those back. Oh well. Anyway, you guys get the point. But this particular dream I'm going to share with you all, you'll get a first glimpse of, or I should say sneak peek. Yeah, sneak peek. I do need a pillow, so I kind of have brain farts, so excuse me guys. But I hope you guys love me. anyway. Yeah, this particular dream I had last night. I'm gonna call it a cell phone angel. You'll see why. It is weirder and weirder. Cell phone angel. Right, you heard that right. So, this particular dream that I was suddenly on a bus full of people mixed of races. Yeah, I see what are the black, white, Indians, you know. And even if there's a witch on a bus, kind of weird. But anyway, I'll get into that later. She's also part of the thing. Weird. But, I sat next to, this black lady, and she was kind enough to, like, notice that, my cell phone wasn't running. You know. Which is, not surprising. It has a days, so it's a Samsung 7, so it still works and all, but I'd probably use it, upgrade. But, she's hot enough this dream, and black lady, she's fine that she wanted to help, like, I'm like, okay. So, I let her work her magic, you know, and I noticed that she had this pretty long, nails that they were. I used to wear them, but I don't anymore because of the pandemic. I do my own nails now, which is fine. I can live without fake nails. But I do still have to keep up my hair at least. Alright. And I hardly wear undies jewelry or anything like that. So I'm pretty simple. Down to earth. But anyway, back to the moral of the story here. My dream. This is my dream, you guys. Now, this is how vivid it is, okay? In my dream, also, that I noticed. Let's see, where was I? She had those, you know, fake nails. They were actually purple on the bottom and white tips. See how vivid it was? Now, mind you guys, I used to ride buses, right, to work and stuff, because I don't have a car. But, now that I have a social worker, she's able to drive me around, like, have your own chauffeur, you know. But anyway, yeah, it's like, this lady was working her magic, trying to get my phone back. No, my fingers, probably doing some stuff. All of a sudden, this magically, what was this, appeared. And the screen just popped up. Like, whoa, and so it was all dead and everything. I told her thank you, and then she just suddenly disappeared. Now, in this dream, did I sit next to an angel that happened to be black? And yes, I knew these birds that they were black, white, Indian, whatever. And probably angels. I've seen angels throughout my life. I hear them. I mostly hear them once in a great while I'll see them. So, and here's another part of this story that I had. In my dream last night, that I also noticed one lady behind me. She happens to be wearing all black. She had black shorts, black shoes, black top, black hair. All like the doctor style, you know. And she was pale and white, like I was. I think what triggered it is that when I went on my walk, I think I went on a short walk yesterday. And I saw those weird figures and black figures, you know. I don't know if I should have, you know, but a spirit or whatever. It back in the back of the rock, so. Yeah, it should have been that turned into a dream. But it was quite a intriguing. And yeah, it kind of startled me too, because kind of like, now you guys think, is this like, one of those premonition dreams? Where your dreams happen and like next day or a year or whatever it comes true. Now that might have been it. Now I've had these premonitions before. Like one time I had a dream that one of my pet birds fell to its death, and lo and behold, that actually happened. So maybe premonitions are there to help us to get ready to face what a life throws at us sometimes. I think that's why what premonition might be used for. I'm gonna take my first break, hold on folks. Okay, so that was just a couple of vivid of my own dreams. Maybe I should do a whole episode with that one day. But anyway, that's just makes you realize we're the angels trying to show me a message or something that I gotta pay attention to, right? So, anyway, it's why it's good to always note your dreams, whatever journal or a recording. I prefer a recording because you never know what repeat messages you might hear, right? So, or more details than giving any type of angel encounter, or, you know, dreams. And sometimes in these premonitions or dreams, you might see more details than you do in the waking life. So yeah, you might even see more description of these angels that are not ordinary angels. I'm gonna call it not ordinary angels episode, I guess. For some reason, they also crossed my path, and, so, these ordinary angels appear to be, like, be like this sometimes. However, you notice the difference between this, because I noticed the difference of this one other angel. She was wearing an alternate outfit. She was glowing like crazy as you see her light brighter. If you can see people's light, what I mean by light is their aura around their body, around the body. Every one of us, living beings, whether or not we have a shield that protects the vessel, right? So, certain people that have more, or angels, I should say, that have a brighter effect. They have brighter aura effect, right? Brighter lights. It's like us mediums, the people with psychic abilities, we are like a beacon in the darkness, right? So, that's why we have the most angelic or demonic encounters, because they see our light more than most people, or the average person, I should say. They can, a real tall, handsome man, all shiny with glowing face. Blonde, I see one with blonde, curly hair, and possibly golden hair, golden wings. They're so tall, very tall, taller than the average man. Would be, God, I can't even think of how tall the average man is. But, they should be wearing a simple, white robe, covered in rings, or one of those cloaks, jacket, or something that covers their wings. And one time I seen one actually done that, and it looked like an alien. Because of the wings that come up over their shoulders and up to their heads. And it's pretty obvious, so I smiled and you smile back, so it's like, that's definitely what that angel is. I just felt, when you're around these beings, when you're around these heavenly angels, you get more of a healing sensation than you do when you're with the ghost, right? You will get more and more feeling. You know what I mean? So, it's hard to describe. You would have to feel it for yourself. So if I have a hard time describing from what I've seen one time, I believe I even seen a dark angel, because he is dressed in black, he's dark clothing, and his wing was much sharper and upwards. Just watching over that path on the freeway, I don't know, I didn't see him everywhere. I didn't feel comfortable around that one. Alright, hold on guys. I'll be right back. Alright, and there are also biblical angels that religious sectors had described them as archangels, possibly Michael. Now, I really have been saved by Michael, I don't know how many times. Gabriel, I believe there's Seraphim and Seraph. Please, excuse me if I don't get these right. Cherubim and Cherub. This is like top of my head. The four living creatures. I remember hearing about that. And of course, the following angels. Lucifer, or also known as Satan, or the devil, and demon, evil spirits. You know, the dark side. Dark angels. Now, there's also, out of the seven, only Michael and Gabriel are named in the Bible. I'm sure there are many more. So, they're called archangels in the Bible. Right, and an angel called Raphael. There's also Metatron, and a little bit lower ranking angels than our angels. But they were in the same, in the heavenly. And it has, they have a major part in the Book of Tobit, I believe. Now, I haven't personally read it, but I've heard of it. I believe the Book of Tobit is part of, like, a group of books known as the, Protestant. I'm gonna butcher this, sorry guys. Called the Apocrypt. A collection is considered Protestant and a Catholic and Orthodox on the most, I can never say this word, denomination, Catholic, and, Orthodox Christians. Bear with me guys, I'm just saying these loud words. That considered these books to be sacred. Now, I believe the other four are angels that are listed in the Book of Enoch in the Old Testament, where the book, I believe it's in the Old Testament, I can't remember, just not yet, I've reviewed the Bible, it's been so long, but I've done this through the study of the Bible, from the Book of, you know, Genesis all the way to the Revelation. The book is like the Old Testament, the Old Testament, and it's sacred by the Ethiopian, I always say that wrong, I'm sorry, Orthodox Christians. Okay, moving on. Indian cults, you might know that the New Age, there are different lists of the seven angels, of course, known as the Angels of Revelation. I believe, and each witch is linked to their planet even, like Michael, your angel is the sun, Raphael's Mercury, Uriel's Venus, Melchizedek is Earth, Gabriel is the Earth Moon, Samuel is Mars, and Zachriel, I believe it's Jupiter, and Orpheus is Saturn, and personally, I don't trust the list, but it has no connections whatsoever, so with the, some of the angels that are mentioned in the Book of Revelation and the Bible, and I find that Book of Revelation quite intriguing. It's a book called Melchizedek. It's named in the Bible, but not as an angel. However, it's a cosmic reality. This is a Christian writer, C.S. Lewis. I'm very familiar with him. Associates of like heavenly beings and planets, with each planet in our solar system having its own heavenly being, right? So, finally, we don't really know how many are angels or angels or the. But there's one thing we're certain, that there's Michael. They're here to guard us, protect us, and what? Guide us. Alright, maybe I'll talk more about the archangels in the next episode. You guys have a wonderful, safe evening, and this is your host, Nicole Gaspard. I'm out.